Tuesday, 18th of May, Hey Sivon Ev Shvuas, Rabbi Chaim Halperschlita, Hachono Lekabolas HaTorah.
In Hilchus Pesach, which is actually Hilchus Shvuas, but it's called still Hilchus Pesach, there's a Ramo, and I'd like to discuss this Ramo today. Shreitazay. V'neagin l'shtoyach asabim b'shvuas There's a minute to put out grass, plants, in shuls, in houses. Zeche lesimchas matan Torah. Very interesting notion. Every word of the Ramon is medir. Zeche lesimchas matan Torah. You see grass, you see plants. There's a simcha of matan Torah. So the word of simchas matan Torah itself. Zeichel matan Torah. We'll soon see what's the zeichel. Zeichel the simchas matan Torah. Zok the Mishnah Brira. What's the inyan of this minik? Shehoi shom asabim suviv hasina. Round hasina there was grass, plants, dechsiv, dechsiv. Gam atzoyv habuka al yiri emil hohor hahi. It's interesting. It doesn't say there was on hasina. It was mul ha, opposite. Where the Klal Yisrael stood. On the mountain, doesn't say it was opposite. Also, this pasuk is not written by the first luchos, it's written by the second luchos. Then he brings other things, other halachos. The Mogen Avraham says there's a minhag to put ilonei srak, trees, not ilonei peiros, it seems, because ilonei peiros might be a problem of cutting an eighth tree, but ilonei srak. Because Batzeres Nidoinen are Peiros Ilan. And we've explained before that the Inyan of Ilone Srak is Asidin Ilone Srak Lahoitzi Peiros. There'll come a time, as you said, the 8th of Asode Yitin period. So Drashi Asidin Ilone Srak. So Mele, we remember that there'll be a time that Ilone Srak will also give Peiros. Discussed at the Shia a few weeks ago. But the minig which the Mishiria brings in the Paskim is because of Gam Hatzayin Vahabukha Yiru Amil Horahi. Therefore, it must have been that there was grass and plants opposite Har Sinai. So, if we put the grass and plants in the houses, in the shuls, that will remind us of Matan Torah. There were a lot of things. Imagine we'd have a massive fire, of course, in a safe way. We put a fire in the house. Wouldn't that remind us more? And it sparks. As long as it's safe, of course. But that would remind us much more of Kabbalah Sateira. There was water. There was Geshem Nadovais Tonef Elekim, Sheta Possing Tem. There was rain. So imagine we'd have a fountain of water splashing. That would also remind us of Kabbalah Sateira. The grass was only Gamat Seiva Boka Yira Mulhosas. Grass, I mean, most mountains have grass. So because of that, Zeicha, the Sebuchas Matan Torah, the Pella. That's one. Then comes the more the next minute, second minute. Puts it in one or more. Or become the neyagim become a mekaymus. The grass doesn't say grass is something plants everyone puts. The neyagim become a mekaymus. Lechol machol lecholov b'yom rishon shel shvus. To eat milchus. Of course, everyone knows. Like we know, we eat matzah says overnight, and everyone knows we eat sukkahs. Everyone knows that we eat milchus on shvus. Aber es ist nicht kein Chiyiv. Everyone wants to know that there's Chiyiv and Reise, there's Drabonon. There's Menhogim. And the Menhogim become a Mekoymus. So if the cheesecake doesn't exactly happen to find its place on the table, it's also in the end world. Or most as a minute. Noyagim become a Mekoymus to eat Mekoymus. Why? So he says, Vani Shemati, I heard, Shem Godel Echa, this Godel is a Pinchas Mekoritz. It's brought down in Medrash Pinchas, he's the source of this. That when they came to Hasinai, and they were told the halachas of Shechita, and they came home, they didn't have any, they weren't sure what to eat, they didn't have the fleshik, the pots, and everything, to cut everything. So therefore, that's the meaning of eating cholov. There's many other reasons for eating cholov. There's the chido brings the Rosh Hashanah of cholov, is the hagid, baboike chasdecho, and this baboike refers to the morning of Kabbalah Satera, and more reasons to Mishabota. Now I'd like to explain these two minhagim understand the minhag of Noeg and Shtech HaSabim and the Inyan of Eating Cholov, that they are connected. Ramo puts them together. And there's an important lesson that these two minhagim teach us to understand what is the Yom Tov Shavuot supposed to give us, to elevate us. Before I do this, I'd like to say a short Devar Halacha, which is connected to the Jewish, I'd like to say, short Devar Halacha b'negeya to Hilchas Talmud Torah. And what I'm saying is, Chaim Adov B'Shem Omri, so I heard once from the closing of the Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, a beautiful pshat to understand a difficult ram. A ram in a Durim Dev Ches. It's a pshat in the ram, it also teaches us a Halacha L'mas and Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Gemara says as follows, in the Durim Dev Ches. Omer of Gidlam Rav, Minayin Shedishboyin Lekayim is a mitzvah. How do we know that a person can make a shviya to do a mitzvah? A person wants to be Mekayim a mitzvah. So he says, I make a shviya, I will do this and this mitzvah. How do we know that? Shenema, Nishbati Vaakayemo Lishmo Mishpatetit Kech. I made a shviya, so I'll be Mekayim Lishmo Mishpatetit Kech. Read the Gemara. You're making a shviya on something which you achieve. But a mishkav oimed mahasinai. You already have a chiyuv. A person makes a shviya that he's going to keep Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos. It's zuchas yom Shabbos nakatsha. Elo komashvelon. And for the Gemara, the shorele leinish lizeriza nafshe. There's many pshutim that Rishonim have to learn pshat in this Gemara. It's saying that poshut pshat the Rosh and others love Rishonim learn. That the chiddush is, of course, the shviya in essence hasn't got any chalois because you got machiyuv anyway. But what's the heter? Stam to say a shviya and say b'shem Hashem. The chiddush of David HaMelech is nishbati v'akayemo. That's the correct thing to do. That to be mechazik. Sometimes a person needs a chizik for mitzvah. This mitzvah is something which is lex. It's easy. Doesn't feel responsibility. So nishbati, make a shviya. It'll give you. So you have to even say the Shem Hashem, the Rosh. Shviya b'Hashem, I'll keep Shabbos better. That's one moment. Omer of Gidlo Merav. Ho'oy me'ashkim, I'll get up early, ve'ashnem, shana perik zeh, the ashnem, sechtezi. A person gets a cheshik. Oh, I remember his bruchas that based in Dafayemi, full shir. Everyone is there. I just come back from the Siyam, Ashas has been inspired. I get up early, Hashkoma, whoever the she is, and I'm going to learn. Oh, but it could be somebody gets a chizuk, it's after a yontif, on a yontif. I'm going to get up early and learn. Neder godel nodel leka yisro. It's a correct thing. It's a good thing. Eid the Gemara. But a mishpah v'oim et ma'as sinai, and he is v'achiv to learn. V'ein shviya chula al shviya. So this he already got the chiv. Michael Mashlon, so the more cares on what would you say? The chiyuv is that he's allowed to do it. That feels used the alma, that he needs to be mechazik himself. He wants to strengthen his limitations. He says, "I make a shviya b'shem Hashem or neder that I will start learning." We don't need another member. Heiner of Gidol Kamaisa. We just learned it before from Gidol Amarav. What do we need to repeat it again? Emphatic more. This is the Torah. Tolka Mashlon. Kiven di bo poter nafshe bekriya shma shachis v'aviz. The more says in Luchas that b'di'evet. We need to mekai v'gisa bo yoyim v'alayim. A person has to learn every day and every night something. But the yevad, you can be yotze with kriya shema. So b'meile, m'shemocha chal shvi'ele. This person says, I'm not going to be an amoretz, I'll just say shema in the morning and afternoon. That's my limit, I'll tell you. I want to learn much more. I want to finish mesechtes, I want to finish mishnayis, I want to finish the chavush rashi of this parasha. So he makes a shvi'a, he's mekabel himself, that he's going to do that, the shvi'a is chal. So the Ram explains, there's an obvious kasha here. There's a chiyuv to learn kolat Torah kila. A person has to learn, there's a chiyuv in Hilchas Talmud Torah, wherever he can. A person is not yotze. The mitzvah v'gisa bo yoimah bo laila, he's yotze by saying krishma. Because there's a chiyuv every morning, every day, and every night to learn something. So this chiyuv v'gisa bo yoimah laila is yotze b'krishma. But the chiyuv of learning Torah and knowing Torah, the ideas hatayra, knowing halachas, that's a chiyuv b'deraisa. So what's the more answer? That that he wants to learn this perek or this thing is not a chiyuv goma. Of course it's a chiyuv goma. What's the difference is it different to Krishna? So the Ram asks the kasha, and the Ram gives the following tenets, which needs an explanation. The Ram says as This klal that you can't make a shvir is not chal on another shvir. It's only something dilbah hamafirish b'toyre. In the Torah state that you have to have arba minim. You have to keep Shabbos. Could I ever mitzvah this? So if a person swears I'm going to keep Shabbos, it's not chal because he's anyway got to keep Shabbos. But dilbah she'eino imafirish b'toyre. But we only learn it out from kavachoyim exer shova drush. Or the way the Chachomim understood Pshat, since it's not Mefoirish B'Torah, the Ran says, therefore a Shvir is Chal and would be Chal. Therefore, Zot the Ran, Chiyuv of learning Korat Torah Kila is not Mefoirish B'Torah. The Chiyuv of saying Krishma is stated in the Torah. Or the Chiyuv of learning Korat Torah is stated in the Torah. Zot the Ran. Alphapi, I'll leave the word. Alphapi, Shemena Torah, given the lace of a foirish bikro. It's not mamish kishrim, and memele, it's not chal. This is the words of the Ran and all achreinim master kasha. It doesn't say the Torah, the shinantum the venecho, was the krashi, the shinantum, rashi's mefoirish, pshat and posi, she divre Torah, the chidudim the ficho. Somebody asks you, what's pshat pigo b'chatzimate? That's the same thing the one zochim. Somebody asks you, Shalom Taharis, when's the Rishon the Temashen the Temashlishi? You should answer. That's not the military. That's what we're learning. We learn all types of things. At least to try and aim for that. So there's a chiyah b'shinantom. Where do we find a kriyashma is more mefoirish b'kro than b'shinantom, b'limadetem? What's a chiyah to learn kalates? A very difficult round to understand. So I'll share with you what I heard. Beautiful pshat from the Klozim of the Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which gives us an insight pshat in the Gemara and also Halacha Lemaisa. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes. The Gemara says this: Tanya, Omer Rebbe, Le'olam Yilmad Odom. A person should learn Mashalibay Chofetz. A person should try and learn what he enjoys. Shenema, this is posuk Kiyim B'Soiras Hashem Cheftzoi. It's not just an Eitzah Teiva. It's what actually the Tanum did. Bubba Metzia, Dav Beis Amadav. The first Tosis of Bubba Metzia. So Tosis says that Rabbeinu HaKodesh used to learn with the Talmidim what they enjoyed. Yeah, if you take somebody who, some people have a special enjoyment to learn Moyed Masechtas. So you should learn Moyed. If you're going to start teaching him the Shreya Sugis and Taharis, he'll fall asleep just after the first five words you said. He's not shy. Some people enjoy learning Taharis. Some people enjoy Kodesh. Everyone's got it's a libe chofetz. It's a certain feeling, a certain geschmack. So a person should learn ma'ashal libe chofetz. And Tosfos says that's what they used to do. Look, the Chazon of the Rebbe Pshat, based on this Gemara, says as the person who says Ashkim, I want to get up early, va'ashne perik zeh. What's he so excited about? He's lacheshik. This is what I want to learn. Somebody's inspired him. That's a nice geschmack to learn the Sechtes Bruches, for example. So he says, you know what? I'll learn the Sechtes Bruches. So to be mechazik it, Zokta Veda Melech, and the Gemara, Gila Marab, the Shvati, Vakiyemo, the Zainian, he should say, I undertake, doesn't say Dafki Yoshev Hashem, he says, I'll undertake to learn the Sechtes Bruches. It's a geschmack. Zokta Yazay. The Chiyav of learning, Vishinantom, is of course Minat Taylor. But the libay chofetz to learn the Torah that you will enjoy more, and you have a special geshmak, a feeling to it. Does it nishma feirish b'Torah? Ki im b'soiras Hashem chetzoi the posuk in Tehillim, which Rabbeinu HaKodesh dashes from that the person should learn ma'ash libay chofetz. Zoktei b'zoi, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara zoktei b'zoi. A person who is inspired to learn something, and he undertakes b'nei de shvia that he's going to do it, it's chal. I v'al mishpah v'oyim ma'asina. You got to learn. Torah, you got to learn. The Torah, you got to learn. And the chiyuv of learning Torah is the mishnantom. But he doesn't say in the mishnantom what you should learn. To choose what you should learn, this is a very individual. Hello? Every person's got their own individual feeling. Kim says Hashem Chet Tzoy. So it's true, the way you should learn it is Shenantom, go over again, Shedibetoy Mechidodim Beficho. A person should have, there's a famous klal that people used to have a Mesechta, which used to be called their Shas Mesechta. That means one Mesechta, which they tried to learn through thoroughly, and they should be able to take it to Gan Eden. So Gan Eden Masechta. One Masechta, which that was their speciality, to be a Perek as well. So that was something clear. That's the way how to learn. And therefore, of course, there's a Chiyuv in HaTorah to learn. But the Libo Chofetz, this individual thing, this is something which is a personal thing, which is not, you're not Mishma V'Oyim Ma'asin, to learn Brochas. You're not Mishma V'Oyim Ma'asin, to learn Kodshim, or to learn Chemish Rashi, or whatever you enjoy. This is your personal thing. So on that, you're not Mishma V'Oyim. So if it's there, the Gemara is very good pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hokam Ashwa, even be Potter Nafshe, you could patty yourself, Mikriyash Mashachis V'Avis. You can pat yourself, whatever you learn Torah is true, you can be Yotzi Yachiv. However, the Chiddush is, since he says in this Lashon, Ashkim, V'Ashna Perikzeh, what do you have to add on the word Ashkim, V'Ashna? He says, he makes a shua, I'll learn Torah. Doesn't say that. Ashkim, V'Ashna. I'll get up early, it means he's excited. There's a special Cheshik. That's something which he wants, Libo Chofetz, and that is not Mishpah V'Oimet Mahasina. And therefore, the Shviya is I just thought to add on to this chiddush, and I always was wondering in Birchas HaTorah, which is Chiyuv D'Oraisa, called to Rav Shittas, every morning to say Birchas HaTorah. After Birchas HaTorah, we say Birchas Koyanim. Yivrechecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, this week's Pasha. And afterwards, Eli Dvom Shem, Shea, then Odomechel Peresem, El Mazer, the Kain. Why do we choose these two, this Torah Shavitzav, this Torah Shavapeh? So I was learning the Seder, I'm a test on a base. So interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Birchas Koyanim is, it's Limud HaTorah. I mean, every word a person learns Torah is a Limud HaTorah. Birchas Koyanim is something which people enjoy hearing. It's a nice thing, you know, Yivrech Hashem, Yishmerech, it's a Gishmak HaShtikl, Posik to learn. Person will say 1,000 times, who doesn't want a Bracha? The Rashi says in Lama Tesla base, the Loshon Rashi is Divra Maskoch Om, Noichin, says Rashi says the people are neich to hear Birchas Koyanim, and that's why after Birchas Koyanim they said Pesukim, the Gemara says you should say. So Birchas Koyanim is Mashi Libe Chofetz. So the Birchas HaTorah we say V'harev No Hashem Elokein. I want to enjoy the learning. I want to have a geshmak of learning. So we say fine, learn Mashi Libe Chofetz. And who doesn't want to hear this Mishnah? Eli Dvorim Shodem Oichel Perisei Abayim Mazeh. It's something which is Libe Chofetz. So they chose, Chazal chose something which is Shabbat Lecholodom, Bechas HaTorah. You should say on the V'harav No should be on something Libe Chofetz. Coming back, this is the Dvar Locha to say. I want to use this to understand now another point which comes to Negev to the Yontif. We see that there's things which are Chiyuv, and there are things which a person should do. The Kedushas Levi, the Heilige Baditshev of Levi Yitzchok, Baditshev, says, points out something interesting in Kabbalah HaTorah. We know, before Kabbalah HaTorah, every Yid, over Sagdation, Shvotim, they kept the Torah. Avraham Avinu kept it for the Erev Tavshilin. There were mitzvahs they kept. But it wasn't by force. It was Einai Mitzvah V'Emet. Kim the Yontif Shvius, Kofarim Hake Gigis with all the Pshotim, Mitzvah Ba'Omet. Zok the Kedushas Levi, the Mitzvah Ba'Omet of Yontif Shvius didn't change the status of Kim HaMitzvahs. It was an additional factor, but both have to be kept. Of course, Eid is Mechiv to keep Mitzvahs. Eid is Mechiv to keep Shabbos. Eid is Mechiv to learn Torah. Eid is Mechiv and everything. But the element of wanting to do the mitzvah is still there, still retained. Ba'ater retzoycho me retzoynei. Asei retzoynei ki retzoynecho. In other words, of course we have to keep Shabbos. A person should also want to keep Shabbos. A person should have a cheshik to keep. A person learns Torah, we have to learn Torah. A person should also want to learn Torah. The part which is einei mitzvah by mitzvah still exists. We daven for that. We ask Rebbeinu Shleilam, give us a dveikus halev in the mitzvah. I want to enjoy the mitzvah. Why do you have to enjoy the mitzvah? Mitzvah la'alohon, isn't it? Do the mitzvah. You have to enjoy the mitzvah. In Rambam, in Sofa Chesichus, the simcha of a mitzvah, avoid the gedoyer lekim. Tachas ha-shavad You can't force a person to be besimcha. You can encourage a person. There's two parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah v'isa, and we still have retained the eile mitzvah v'isa element of the mitzvah. Now here comes the nekudah, which is interesting. B'shloish esri midas ha-toyro nidreshes ben, b'kal v'choyma. Chazal say, kal v'choyma odam don me'atzmoy. What is the essence of a kal v'choyma? You make your own cheshbon. If the Torah wanted me to do this, if so, it must be that I should do even more, or whatever is more. This kal v'choyma, which a person makes me'atzmoy, has an element of eile mitzvah v'oymet. I work it out myself. If the Baruch Hu wants me to do this, then of course I should do something more. The kal v'choyma is odom don me'atzmoy. There is the element of what the person has worked it out himself. This is the Rotzon Hashem. I worked out what is the Rotzon Hashem. So we have things which are written the Feirish B'Teira, which we must do. And we have the element of kal v'choyma, which we've worked out ourselves, which we know and we understand that this must be the will of Hashem. And we want to do it. Kal v'choyma also can be kashas and kal v'choyma is pirchas, it's got to be worked out. But the inyan of kal v'choyma is the element of Eino mitzuva v'oimet. It's something he's worked it out himself. What is the first kal v'choyma in the Bria, or what Rashi brings out of Taylor? The first kal v'choyma is tachshei ha'oretz, the inyan of the grass. What's up, Rashi? It's a gemara chilin daf samach. When the Baishan told the trees that should come out, he said, Leminoi, hates pri, Leminoi. He never told the plants and the grass they should be Leminoi. Didn't he? So Zok Rashi, the Gemara Chulin, the Deshoim, the plants, made the Kal v'choyma. If the Rebbein Hashem wanted the trees, that each tree should have its own identity, there shouldn't be any Klayim, and the trees are something which normally grow by individually, they don't mix. And after became the Rebbein Hashem wanted it to retain its identity, Kolshken, grass and plants which do mix, because that's the way they grow. We have to certainly make an effort to grow Leminei, to keep our individuality. That was the first kal v'choyma in the Bria, which we find in Torah. So grass and plant, all these things, they signify the inyan of kal v'choyma. The second thing we find in kal v'choyma, Loi sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy. The Gemara says in Chilin Kifi Dalet, where does it say in the Torah you can't eat milchiks and fleshes? Shnei sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy. But what, maybe you could take and use it on the chulos. More kal v'chaim. Madach b'chalev imoy. What is there connected? It says it don't. They still should be separated. Kal v'choyma, all the elements which are not connected to the child, of course he should separate. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, chulin kufi dalet. Also kal v'choyma. Kal v'choyma teaches us, as we said before, the idea of working it out yourself. You want to do the Rotzon Hashem. Zok d'remo, noyadin l'shtoyach asabim, the union of grass and plants, should be put out b'shvius b'butechnesis v'abatim zeicher le'simchas matan Torah. Ein medir, the word simchas matan Torah. Of course we got a Torah. We were forced. Na'aseh v'nishma, kof aleihem ha'kigigis. Who we said na'aseh v'nishma? Klal Yisrael wanted the kfir because that's the way we know we'll keep it. Kof aleihem. But there's a simcha. The Rebbein Hashem said to Moshe, Gam ha'tzoyim v'abukha al yiru and mil ha'horahi. Let Klal Yisrael see the Deshoim. Let them look at the grass and the plants. What will they see? They'll remember B'shas Habriya, the kal v'choyma shenasu v'atzmon. They worked it out themselves. What's the Rotzon Hashem? That every plant should stay Leminoi. We should also retain this cheshek and the Rotzon that our others had to do the Rotzon Hashem, even though we're not forced to do it. With Nayagin, the Kamu Mekoyim is Lechem Acholei Cholov. The ikar of eating cholov, we don't eat bosan yet. The chiyot eat meat. It's a mitzvah b'samachta. So what's the inyan of milchik and fleshik? To be careful. The pasuk say on to keep separate the milchus, the feishik, the zaluchas, to wash your mouth out. Should be a separate tablecloth to wait a certain time between cholov and bosa. That's the nikkur of the minute. Kal v'chayma. It's based on a kal v'chayma. And as it happens, where does cholov come from? From a poro which eats grass. It doesn't go after the grass. But that's an additional factor. It's connected to the esev. But the it could be so it's a kal v'chayma. These two minhagim are based on a kal v'chayma. And the Rambam is telling us a lesson. I'll tell you about a vote from the Alter Gerei Rebbe, the Imre Emes, the Yotzatis and Shvius. There is a famous memory, words of the Rav Hachido. Ein lecho dovo ho'eimed b'fnei ho'rotzen. It's not a Gemara, it's not a Medrash. The Chido, Rav Hachido, says, Rogel ani loime. Things that come upon me in the Sefer. Ein lecho dovo ho'eimed b'fnei ho'rotzen. It's a Sefer called Midbar Kedemos. From the Rav Achidor, there he brings it, come upon him. Rogelani Loima, I think that's the first source of him. So the Imre Emes once said, what does it mean, Ein Lechodobo Oime B'fnei HaRotzen? I heard this from Rabbi Liyo Kitov, Rabbi Ro Mikitovsky, who heard it from, he heard it from the Pnei Menachem, said that Ebed Hashem, his father, the Imre Emes. He says, what's Ein Lechodobo Oime B'fnei HaRotzen? I want something, anything I want, I get. But you can't say so the Imran says there are a lot of things we can't do. We would like to do, but we can't. But at least you should want to do it. Not everyone can know Shas. No one can know Masechta Bapeh. No one can know a few black Bapeh. Everyone's got their limitations, for whatever reason it is. But at least you should want to do it. There's nothing which can stop you. The want. A person should want to do something. We were given beautiful tefillahs. Birchas HaTorah and the Birchas HaHavo Rabo every morning. Where it says, Ovini Ovo Rachmu. I'm Rachmu with the Vez Nischo. As we're saying, Rebbeinu Lehovin Lehaskil Lishmoya. We ask Rebbein Shem, I'd like to have the Havona and the Seichel to hear Lilmoid, Lamed, Lishmoy, Balasis, in the Kayim is called Divrei Salman to Seichel Bahavu. And I asked the Rebbeinu Shem, Vohoi, and then Vedabek Rebbeinu, Meiras Henayim, I should have a Dveika Salei V'mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah. I have Cheshi to the mitzvah. Rebbeinu Shem, give me the Cheshi. Give me the Simcha Sa Mitzvah. A person should at least ask for it. Ein Lechodova Ho'oimed B'fnei Ho'rutz, at least you should want to do it. By Kabbalah Satayra, besides the Kofarim HaKigigis, Klal Yisrael had the Rutzen. They saw the Asabim, the Indian of Kal V'Choyme, so they worked it out themselves. I want to do it. The Yontav HaShvi'is is Keneged Yitzchok. As we know, Pesach is Avram, Yankev is Sukkis, Yitzchok is Keneged Shvi'is. What did Yitzchok do? Yitzchok, from all the Maises that we see in Torah of Yitzchok, of course, there's a Kedus Yitzchak that's shared with Avrom. There's the Bruchas of Yitzchak which gives to Yankov. There's one thing which is unique with Yitzchak. Yitzchak chofa be'eres mai. And it was blocked. The Christian blocked it. He went again. He did it again. This symbolizes the urge, I want to do something. I want to do the correct thing. There are manias, there are things which stop a person sometimes. Limitations. I'll try again. I'll try again. This is Yitzchok, and Yitzchok is Choyko Selelikim. He did it with a simcha till he found the Ato Hilcha Vashamone for Rineboretz. So, what is the Yontif from Shvius? One of the Nyonim of Yontif, which is we're supposed to think and feel. When we say Ava Rabo, Ava Seilom, whatever we say, the Tfilis, we should ask Rabbi Nishrem tomorrow about Nechsa Torah and before Kriyashma. I want to feel the geschmack of a mitzvah. I want to feel the geschmack of learning. I want to feel the ne'imus of a mitzvah. This is the yisoid of the yontif of Shvius, the mikro kodesh, the simcha of Kabbalah Sotayim. The brain should help, we should be zeiche, v'hoi aneinu b'seidu sechel, v'dabek kebeinu mitzvah sechel, that the yontif of Shvius, the mikro kodesh, should be a call to us, that we should have chizuk through the yontif, and with the koyach of the yontif that's given to us, v'asiyeni Hashem elokeinu es birkas medecho, shvizeiche to kabulas ha-teire v'simcha v'tuv leivov, shvizeiche v'kabu pnei Mashiach tzidkeinu, the yontif, we should be oil and a regal, bis yom tov, hayoyim in bekoilis ishmoi, together with Mashiach Tzidkeinu, b'nei b'esam, chile, omei.